Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and I'm delighted and honored to be here today with Flor Sandoval from the Sonoran Environmental Research Institute. Hi, Flor. How's it going?
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. It's so great that you're here today. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do?
I'm Flor Sandoval, and I'm the program manager at SERI, or Sonora Environmental Research Institute. We're a small nonprofit in town established in 1994, working closely with the community, especially with minorities and low-income communities, through the Southwest to protect the environment and to try to improve community health. So right now we have different programs within the organization that I would like to share with you all so you're aware and you can start taking benefits. We recently got an Arbor Day funding, and we're going to start working with two specific neighborhoods in town to assist them to get passive systems to direct the water from the roofs of their homes to their trees and their native plants. They're also going to be having the opportunity to get free trees to our program. So if that's something that you're interested in, contact us and we'll be happy to add you to the list. Again, there are two specific neighborhoods where we're going to be working on. One of them is around the Alvernon and Gulf Links area, and the other one is around Escalante and Pantano area.
So why is it important to set up passive rainwater harvesting systems and plant more trees?
We're working on conserving water. That's the main reason why we want to improve our passive systems in town, so we can start conserving more water and utilizing less of our potable water to water our trees. And as part of that, we also have our rainwater harvesting program for low-income communities. So if the families are interested in getting either passive or active systems, they can also contact us, and we will be more than happy to assist them to get the program that Tucson Water currently offers, which is the rebate. And on top of that, we offer loans and grants available for, again, low-income communities.
What other programs does SERI have?
We also have the Childhood Poisoning Prevention Program through Pima County. It's a lead abatement program. So if your homes were built before 1978 and you're interested in getting your home lead safe, you can also contact us. There is a few requirements for this program. You need to be part of Pima County, not City of Tucson. And also if you're part of the City of South Tucson, you can also participate in this program. It is a great program because if Pima County finds lead in your home, they will make it lead safe to ensure that you're not at any risk.
We have a large amount of data and evidence that lead can cause irreversible neurological damage to children. And so it's very, very important to reduce all exposure pathways to lead. So that SERI lead abatement program is critical. And if you have any concerns, definitely follow up.
So finally, we have our pollution prevention program for small businesses, where we're assisting the small business communities in Tucson to try to reduce their pollution.
You're a project manager at this organization. Do you mind telling me a little bit about why you do the work you do?
I started probably 8 years ago with SERI. I began as a volunteer when I was back in high school. Then I went on to university. I graduated and I stayed with them through all that time. And I enjoy helping the community. I enjoy going to these communities and assisting the community, trying to ensure that they have the same access to resources that everybody else has.
You know, if you were talking to a high school student right now, what would you say to them to help them if they were interested in pursuing a similar track or profession as you?
That now is the time to start. So don't wait till you go on to university or until you graduate. Because as I mentioned, I started when I was in high school as a volunteer, and I discovered my passion then. So if you're interested, I would really encourage you to start volunteering in nonprofit organizations or within your community to empower the community.
If you're going to be dancing in the office.
Well, I really enjoy listening to the singer from Guatemala. His name is Ricardo Arjona. He's my favorite.
Awesome. Is there a specific song you like or just everything he does?
Well, everything pretty much he does.
Awesome. Well, we're very happy and honored that you are here today and very thankful for the work you do at SERI.
Thank you so much for the invite, Monica.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.